Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so unfortunately, the two losses in New York have some people rethinking their playoff plans for buying tickets. Now, as always, this show is on Market Watch above and beyond anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be on it. We have insiders. Attention. We have people that are looking into the market.
My mission is simple, to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
So the tickets for game three, they kind of plummeted, right? If you've been watching this, it's game to game. It's the playoffs. It's kind of how it works. Right now, get-in price that I have dialed up is in the neighborhood of 110 to 149.
That's before fees?
Right,
before fees. I've got 140-ish with the fees included.
So. Yeah. And again, I'm looking at multiple sites here, doing our best to make sure to provide a service for those in Northeast Ohio. With that said, there was one individual involved with the show, and I think we all know who that individual is, who is looking at buying tickets for him and his family. I'll tell you, I think you were a good luck charm in the ALDS, Owen, but now it's the ALCS. Yeah, but you were at the one that mattered.
Yeah, I was at the one that mattered, and I didn't take any of my kids. But I want to take my kids, and I want to take them on Friday. Friday's what lines up best for us on the schedule. It's an 8 o'clock game.
Yeah.
We have football the next day, but it's not until 5 o'clock at night. So
you found the opening.
That's like where everything lines up for us, right? And I know I'm going to spend more than I've ever spent to go to a sporting event. And, you know, I've contemplated, and right now what it is in between is, do I go to this or do I go when the Chiefs come in for the Browns in December?
You're definitely going to see a win.
Yeah. Well, one of them I feel like Mitch, because then I win either way, right? But
well, here's the deal, though.
Don't make me sick.
Yeah, here's the deal with this. I think a lot of people are going to be in the same boat, that if the Guardians, you hate to do this, but it's your money, so you're managing your money, you're trying to figure it out. If the Guardians lose, right, if they lose the Boyd game tomorrow,
right,
are you going to go with a potential Yankee celebration?
Funeral?
It's a funeral. You're down three games, and now the series is
but
over.
But I'm going to be
series
able to
is
get
over,
in
right?
for...
But the prices go down.
And one son we've taken to a playoff game. The other one we haven't that I want to take that is available to go. You know, when I'm looking at my starting six roster, I've got two kids available on Friday. And I really want to take him to because he hasn't been able to go to one yet. But do I take him to the one where it's like, yeah, we got in for an affordable for us price, but...
So I did this way back in the day.
Potentially.
Oh,
or do I just buy them now? Do I buy them now? And
Can I share a story with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I told you this morning. So I have an opportunity to take Axel to game five. He ain't listening right now, so I can say it.
You better hope none of his friends are either.
That's the whole... Well, hey, shut up, boys. Don't you tell him.
Hey, if you say anything at practice today, you're running an extra mile.
If there's a game five, and it's like, well, if there's a game five... But even if it were a clinching scenario, it's like, okay, so you saw the Yankees clinch. You'll get used to it. I did. Okay. I've never been to a postseason event at all. I didn't go to any Cavs games. I always watched them at home. I did not go to the Browns playoff games on the road. And I've never been to a postseason Indians or Guardians game. So this is our first opportunity. I say go. Owen, go. If I get the chance to go, like if they win on Thursday or Friday, I'm going. We're going.
I don't care. On Thursday, and that's going to shoot the market back up.
Well, I mean, that's
do I buy now?
Yeah.
When do I buy? Tell me.
Well, if they lose on Thursday, it also might shoot the market back up because you might get Yankees fans in there.
See, I don't know
that Yankees fans care
well,
about
they'd
coming.
Be the Yankee fans
local
here.
Ones.
It would be the ones that live
well,
here.
Well, it's the Rochester
guys
Yankees.
Like Mitch. He'll buy a ticket. Yeah. Do you want Mitch to be able to buy a ticket or do you want to buy a
Stone
ticket?
Silence to go over for that.
There you go.
So I, in 2007,
out there looking like
the first time LeBron went to the finals, I was got a chance to go to an NBA Finals game. It was the closeout. You know, it was...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the sweep, yeah.
And I've seen closeouts. I've seen Kevin Durant celebrating in Cleveland. It's never fun, but the flip side is you get to go to an ALCS game, or in my case, an NBA Finals right. game. And you just know in your lifetime how many opportunities you're going to get, or your kids,
I have
better
to do
yet.
It.
I think you got to get, and
you got to go.
The reality is it's only going to get more expensive.
Yep.
So I think if you're gonna, if you were even thinking about it.
I'm trying to value shop. We're value shoppers in my house.
Well, I don't blame you for looking for a deal, but you got to do it. You got to do it if you can, if you could swing it, which I think you can. I mean, you got to be able to do it. So just go ahead. Bobby says, I mean, you'll be able to go to both the ALCS on Friday as well as the Browns in Kansas City in December. We all know that the Browns tickets are going to be about $350 that day by that time. The parking for the Browns is going to be double the cost. Right now, what's the get-in price for Sunday? $65?
Yeah.
Just for Browns, yeah.
Yeah, keep an eye on that market. Browns. That's gonna drop.
I saw it at around 60.
Now wait a minute. What does
supposed to be beautiful Sunday?
It's true.
Yeah, that was 100 before the or 115, I believe, Sunday morning. Mm-hmm.
What does Nick Chubb do to the market?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it's having that much of an impact yet. Plus, that's the other thing. It is going to be gorgeous Sunday. I texted a buddy of ours, Barry, at a local golf course.
Oh.
He said people...
Oh, that's cart path only.
He said people are looking at that weather going, man, what a gorgeous day to be playing fall golf on Sunday.
Must be nice. Congratulations on all your success. I look forward to 15 years when I'm able to do it myself.
70 and sunny, I think I saw.
70 and sunny.
Yeah.
Lordy almighty. Looks like hell out there today. All right, well, go. Okay, go to the game.
All right.
Figure it out and take him to the
borrow,
game.
Can borrow your card.
My card?
Yeah.
My credit card?
Let me hold on to that.
Hell no, brother. Hell no.
The fees. That's the fees. That's
where they get you. That's where they get you.